So there's a total of 12 books. What are the various characters? For example, you have Hamilton Troll meets Barnaby B. What's the others?
All right, so Hamilton Troll meets Pink Light Sprite is the very first story, and she helps him solve a problem because he's afraid of rain. The next one is Skeeter Skunk. Skeeter wants to play in the big sticknut game, but he is terrified of a whole bunch of stuff. And whenever young skunks get afraid, obviously, they accidentally spray everybody. So that one's a book about trial and error. Barney the Bee, he spends his entire time going from flower to flower eating pollen until he develops a hefty problem and falls right out of the sky. Then there's Chatterton Squirrel. Chatterton, his parents are teaching him how to jump from tree to tree, and he's terrified of falling. There's this whole gravity thing. And so Hamilton teaches him how to practice on the ground first. So that book is about practice makes perfect. Then we have Elwood the Woodpecker. Elwood discovers petrified wood the hard way. So that one is a very educational book because it teaches how and why woodpeckers drill holes in trees, how petrified wood is made with a definition, and that beaver's teeth are constantly growing in because the beaver brothers are the ones who actually educate us about the petrified wood. Then, of course, there's dinosaurs, which we've already discussed. Whitaker Owl, his parents actually are teaching him how to hoot for the first time. And a lot of people don't realize that owls, just like human children, don't know how to talk when they're born. They have to be taught. Then there's Rudy the Rat. And Rudy the Rat, a lot of people call an anti-bully book, but to me it's kind of a how to make friends book, because Rudy's not very nice, but Hamilton Troll teaches the children something that we've developed is called PAWS for friendship, like animal PAWS, P-A-W-S, which stands for pause, approach, welcome, and smile. And I'm actually trying to teach the children how to make friends, because everybody needs to learn these kind of life lessons and social skills. Then let's see.
Just to clarify something there, if I may, you're talking about socialization with other children, not necessarily with pets, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Granted, Hamilton's world is surrounded by animals, but yeah, these are for children, and so these are very applicable to children. It actually says pause, which is stop what you're doing. Approach, go up to a child who looks lonely. Welcome them to join you at your table or at a game. And then smile, because you always look friendly when you smile. And granted, dogs and cats, they do look friendly when they smile, but I think it's pretty helpful for children too.
Okay.
Then we have four more books. We have the Fiona the Dog, which Fiona, her favorite word is mine. Mine, mine, mine. And she likes to go around and take really pretty things and add it to her little pile. And she even grabs Hamilton Troll and adds him to her pile. And that's when he says, wait, this stuff's not yours. And she says, not mine? So she learns a valuable lesson about not taking things. Then we have The Case of the Missing Home, which actually is kind of a go back in time and find out why Hamilton Troll lives in a hole next to a chopped down tree. It's my Christmas story. And then he meets Starlet Troll in book number 11, who actually is a very adventurous troll herself, because she is riding on the back of a duck who's flying south for the winter. And when she sees Hamilton, his friend, she decides to stop for the night and hang out. And then she stays one more day for our latest book, which is The Big Race, where she is talking about all the great adventurous things that she usually does. And Hamilton says, well, I can do those too. So they have a big race. And while they're neck to neck and some are, and they're racing to the finish, one is going to lose and one is going to win. And the one who loses, he or she has to actually learn a very valuable lesson about congratulating the winner.